arbitrary list of things that go on job descriptions to actually exploring what work needs to be done and how we're going to set ourselves up to do it. It's a very important part of leading together. Travis, I'd love for you to share a little bit about why it was important to include this in the book.
Yeah, like you're talking about, it seems like a simple piece of the puzzle. Like, oh, we know what somebody in accounting does. We know what somebody in sales does. When we actually dive into any business I've ever seen, the nuance there is always far more complex than what meets the eyes by just the traditional label. And there's often a bunch of subcomponents and pieces and different hats that people are playing. The same way that you might do accounting might be slightly different on how I want to do it. And so when we start to define the roles for an individual, we can start to get to that level of clarity and add a lot more definition. Again, it's just making that invisible much more visible.
Yeah, I really love the idea of using a roles process or the practice of roles instead of job titles to give people the opportunity to work on things that they want to develop, ensuring that the work that they're doing is coherent with their energy. And I know that FTSE, one of the organizations that we've profiled in the book, have a role advice process. Brent, I know that you work with this particular practice. Can you tell us a little more about the role advice process?
Sure. So the role advice process, often called RAP for short, is a series of steps that an individual can embark on, either on their own or sometimes at the request of someone else in the organization, to go out and explore what they're currently contributing to the organization and how they might be able to contribute more or differently. So for example, if I'm in a role and I'm starting to feel like, you know what, I don't know if this role is adding as much value to the organization as it once did, then I could launch a role advice process where I'll do some self-reflection, and then I'll go out and speak to a number of my colleagues and collect their feedback. And then from that, I'll put a new proposal forward for a role or maybe multiple roles that I'd like to fill in the organization. And then different organizations have different ways that you go about finalizing the last steps of that process. But it's really an opportunity to explore and see how can we best align our own desires and goals and passions and skills and knowledge with where we can best contribute in the organization.
Yeah, absolutely. And the process of doing that is way different than how traditional organizations have done it for decades. Travis, how do you see that process as being specifically different?
Yeah, the process that was always done was somebody from on high, somebody up in the hierarchy was the one that defined this is how we're going to do it and this is how all of the pieces fit together, right? Which was just missing a massive part of the information on what does somebody know that's actually on in the role doing the other piece, where do they want to go and expand to? And sure, that broad perspective that can see across the organization is one piece of the puzzle that needs to be fed into a role advice process or any sort of role definition. But so does the information that's available when you're actually in there doing it and where you might want to, where you already excel at and where you might want to grow.
Some of the vernacular and perspective around what roles are comes in this language that we use in the book around differentiating roles and souls. Brent, can you tell us a little bit about what that actually means?
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we're advocates of is when we're filling roles, and often in the Lead Together world, we may be filling multiple roles within an organization. So we're big proponents of speaking and clarifying which role we're speaking from. So if I just look at myself, for example, I'm a father and I'm a son and I'm a husband and I'm a coach and I'm a facilitator and I'm an author. And then there's me, the person who I have my own hopes and dreams and fears and anxieties. And so when I'm speaking in an organizational context, sometimes I'm speaking from the role where I have an accountability to speak from. And then sometimes I'm just speaking as me, the guy. And it's the ability for us over time to differentiate, not separate, but differentiate between the fact that, sometimes, we speak from roles and sometimes we're speaking from our deeper soul.